All right. I'm Cindy O'Neill Dady, the founder of Exceptional Connections Networking, as well as the educational series for Networking Mastery. Hello, and welcome to our August Exceptional Connections bonus call. These calls highlight our monthly Exceptional Connections speakers who graciously agree to share their brilliance with our Exceptional Connections community and beyond. Today, thanks for joining us. Today is August 15th, and I'm happy to report that it's a gorgeous summer day here in the Pacific Northwest with blue skies and heading to 70 degrees. So happy Tuesday to everyone on the call, as well as for those of you who are listening to this recording. We are super excited and honored that Debbie Page was the featured luncheon speaker at our Tuesday, August 8th Exceptional Connections Luncheon at our new location, the Pizza Coop and Ale House in Woodinville. So thanks to Debbie, our second time at this new venue, we're already sold out. So, and really appreciate the contribution team for kicking in and helping us, helping everything really move smoothly. So at this dynamic event, Debbie spoke about 7 steps to success. It's my pleasure and great honor to introduce Debbie as a presenter of our bonus call today. That's being offered, again, to our Exceptional Connections community and beyond. We really welcome others to join the call who haven't even attended one of our events. So Debbie's generously agreed to share with us for about the next 20 to 30 minutes. Her topic will be the 7 steps to success going steeper. So this call will take her talk from what to do and, this call will take her talk from what to do to how to do it. So she'll then open up for the call for Q&A and explain a little bit about that. So be sure to stay on the line to be able to listen to more exciting opportunities. So Debbie Page is an internationally recognized and award-winning entrepreneur, business coach, and advocate for women's economic independence, and is recognized as the leading authority on cash flow for women in business. Her clients achieve stunning success and results with profitability because of her commitment to accountability, execution, and the systems and processes that create sustainable business. When not coaching her clients from Sweden to Singapore and across North America, Debbie is a philanthropist, a feminist, a decent cribbage player. She loves a good glass of wine, great conversation, and studying the latest findings and applications in the fields of cognitive psychology and business strategy. Woohoo! Debbie is a proud parent to Mr. Harley Hunterton, her 11-year-old Labrador retriever and doggy love of her life. So it is my pleasure to turn this call over to the one and only Debbie Page. Take it away, Debbie.
Thank you, Cindy. I love this. You did a great introduction, and I'm so glad to be here with this Exceptional Connections community. You know, it is, it's just been an honor, Cindy, again, and I have to celebrate your success for all that you've accomplished with this great organization and bringing together such like-minded people. And so a chance to continue the conversation, you know, as somebody who is a speaker and a trainer and a coach, to be able to go a little bit deeper with people, because, you know, anyone who's listening to this who does speaking, you know, as part of their work, sometimes, you know, you just know that, you can't give every audience that you speak to all your juicy nuggets, right? So I'm just really excited to have this opportunity. And to kind of set the expectation for everyone, we're going to spend probably about 25, 30 minutes, and I'm going to go steeper with you as this call shared, from the what we need to be doing in order to achieve more success professionally is really what I focus on. But here's the insider secret: all this stuff transfers to your personal life as well. So I want to go back through, you know, for those of you who were at the event last month, you know, I'm going to hit on some of those points. And what I want to share with you again is, in identifying that there are also people on the call who weren't there, some of you who were, you know, if you were in the audience, you're going to get a refresher, right? So you're going to get hearing me go back through some of those points that I made, and then getting into the juicier bits of it. And I'll share with you, you'll know I'm there because I'll say, okay, so now we've talked about what, so here's how, right? So you'll be able to add to that. And for those of you who have not yet who were not in attendance, the worksheet that I had for this follows the 7 steps to success. It's an acronym, you know, success, S-U-C-C-E-S-S. Write that down the left-hand side of your page. And you can also go to my website, debbiepage.com/success. And you can get that worksheet if you want to download it later and just kind of fill in. But either way, whatever works for you. So let's get going. I also want you to know that I'm going to go through this content really thoroughly, and then I'm going to open it up for questions and answers at the end. So for those of you who are on the call live today, I will stay here until I've answered every question that you have. And for those of you who are listening at a later time, you're listening to the replay, and you have a question, you can always send me an email, Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, at Debbie Page, like a book, so D-E-B-B-I-E-P-A-G-E.com, Debbie at DebbiePage.com. Send me an email and let me know what your question is if you need some more clarification. And we'll talk a little bit later about other ways you can connect to post those questions. So here we go. 7 steps to success, going steeper. So I just want you to, again, reflect and ask yourself the questions I started with last week. Do you believe that you have had a taste of success personally or professionally? If we were in a room together, you'd be raising your hand right now. So you can do that at home, or you can nod your head, whatever works. So I'm visualizing you participating in this with me. And would you also agree that you would like more success in your business life? And I'm guessing that, again, the majority of people in here listening are going to say, well, yeah, absolutely. And then I think the final question that we want to ask ourselves is, do you think that sometimes you get in your own way on the road to success? And I'm pretty sure that if I could see your beautiful faces right now, I would see lots of heads nodding and bobbing up and down. I know, because it's happened to me too. You know, my commitment to personal growth, as I've shared, started when I was a little girl. You know, I would take road trips with my parents in our, you know, 76 GMC Suburban, and my folks would love to listen to 2 things. And one were the personal development tapes, the Zig Ziglars of the world, right? And country music. And it wasn't new country, it was old country, like the really good stuff, you know, Waylon, Willie, Merle, Hank, the really good stuff. But my folks were early adopters of what now is known as automobile university, right? So the idea of being in your car and using that quote-unquote downtime to educate yourself. And for any of you who do any driving or have a commute to get to any destination, wherever you're listening from, you know that this can be a great use of your time. But one of the things that I found during those years, and I'm not kidding, this started when I was a little girl, like 5, 6 years old, and I loved the cassette tapes that my folks would play of Zig Ziglar. You know, it was that slow Southern drawl. It was the priceless pearls of wisdom that he shared, and his absolute love for the family. And it always really touched and inspired me. And what I realized now as an adult, many years later, there was a theme of about 7 key concepts that I've been able to take and apply in my own life and in my own business and in the business of my clients. And this comes from not just Zig and Automobile University, but it comes from a combined total of thousands of hours that I've spent reading, listening to other audio programs, attending conferences, exceptional connections events would add into that, teleclasses and summits like this, webinars, anything where I can put really good information into my mind and then do practical application. What I found to be absolutely factually true is that these 7 steps never fail if you follow them. And this goes back to the piece of the humanness of us as business people and entrepreneurs. You know, it's our humanity that causes the break or the failure when it comes to achieving the success that we succeed. We stop doing somewhere along the way the things that get us to that original point where we felt and experienced success. What I want you to do during the remainder of our time on this call is, you know, write down what I'm sharing. Take your pearls of wisdom. Commit these teachings that I'm giving you to memory and take action on them. See, listening to this isn't going to be enough. It's not magic. Nothing beautiful will happen as a result of just listening to this. You have to go to another step and apply and take action on what you're hearing. When you take the action, more success is absolutely inevitable. So these are the seven things that I check in with myself every single day about in my business and in my personal life. I ask my clients to do this as well. And here's the other secret. So if you came here thinking you were going to hear something new, I have bad news. There is nothing I'm going to share with you that you don't already know. What I do believe, though, is that there is a reason that you needed to be on this call today and to hear this information and to really reengage and reconnect with yourself and your purpose on your own journey to success. So here we go. So if we look at these seven steps, again, using success, the word, as an acronym, so you can write that down the left-hand side of your paper, S-U-C-C-E-S-S, seven steps I'm going to share with you. The first S is for see your goal. And, you know, I want, when I say see your goal, I mean really see it. I always say to a client, if I handed you a bow and an arrow right the second and said, shoot, what would be your logical response to me? You'd probably sit up, and if you could see my face right now, you'd go, well, sure, but at what? And see, that's exactly what happens when it comes to goal setting. We can get really fuzzy in what our clear outcome is when we have no target. When there is no target, there's no purpose for shooting. So again, back to the bow and arrow, if you don't have a target, there's no purpose in the action that you're about to take. You need to identify the target, know where you're going, and that's going to increase dramatically the likelihood of you getting there. See, when you have a clear goal to aim for and you can see it, something that you can measure, quantify your skills and progress against, it'll give you all the effort that you're putting into it will now have purpose. And what I know is that a goal properly set is halfway reached. So, you know, when we talk about this C, your goal, right? So this comes down to some visualization. So let me talk about the cognitive piece of this, the psychology of it. So according to research, using brain imagery and visualization works because the neurons in our brain, the little electrical excitable cells that transmit information and interpret what we see, as equivalent to a real life action. And when we visualize the act, the brain actually generates an impulse that tells those little neurons to perform the movement. And this creates a whole new, what they call neural pathway, I consider it a superhighway, which are clusters of cells in our brain that start working together to create memories, learn behaviors that prime us to act in a way that's consistent to what we imagine, what we see. And all of this occurs without actually performing any activity, but it achieves a similar result. This is powerful stuff, folks. And trust me, I said this when I spoke, I am left brain linear, right? I am not a woo-woo girl. I have enough woo in my system that I can connect and speak that way, but this is science. This isn't just magic, mumbo jumbo, new age, whatever. This is science. When you visualize what you want your goal to be, you actually increase significantly your outcome. So here's the thing. When you do this, this isn't just, like I said in the talk, just for an elite athlete, right? It can be for all of us who are business people. Heck, your kids can even do it. Who are students. Visualization, seeing our goal, keeps us tethered to that goal and increases our chances of achieving it. Power visualization is available to anyone and everyone. So now what you need to understand are there are two types of visualization. So this is a going deeper. So we've talked about the what, right? That's the C. Now we're going deeper into the how. Two types of visualization. Each serves a distinct purpose, but for greatest effectiveness and outcomes that you want, you need to use them together. The first method is outcome visualization. And this is going to involve envisioning yourself achieving the goal. So to do this, this is where you create the detailed mental image of the desired outcome and you use all your senses. This is a sensory overload experience. You can see it, taste it, smell it, feel it, right? You can use them all. So I like to use athletic examples because I think that's a common thing. Even though you may have never run a marathon, I've never run a marathon, I think it's a good place as an equalizer, and then you can insert your own image. So let's say it's a goal that you have to run a marathon, and so you're going to visualize yourself crossing the finish line in the time you desire. So maybe for you, it's 4 hours. You're going to see yourself crossing the finish line, the 4 hours on the timer, and you're going to hold that mental image in your head for as long as possible. You're going to ask yourself the question, what does it feel like to pass underneath that banner? Maybe you're going to be looking at your watch. You're going to feel the cool air as you run underneath the misters, right? Because your body's overheated. And who's going to be on the other side of that finish line? Is it going to be a family or a friend or someone you love, other runners celebrating you? And then imagine the excitement, the satisfaction, the thrill that you're going to experience as you walk off to cool down and you fall exhausted at accomplishing your goal. See, some people find it useful to write the goal down and then in as much detail as possible translate it into this visual representation. Could be a drawing, a picture, a photograph, a diagram, some kind of vision board. The media doesn't matter as long as it helps you create a vivid mental image to stay motivated. You can do this with your business. Now, the second type of visualization is process visualization. And this involves envisioning each of the actions necessary to achieve the outcome you want. So when you focus on completing each of the steps you need to achieve your goal, but not on the overall goal itself. So let me say that again. Process visualization is about each of the actions necessary to achieve the outcome. And so you focus on completing each step. And this, I'm going to tell you, friends, is a big breakdown. Everyone gets the first type of visualization, right? They get this idea of seeing themselves, the outcome visualization. Where they're missing out is the process. Seeing yourself achieving each task to get you to the bigger goal. So if you use the marathon as an example, and then we'll wrap this one up, before you would visualize yourself on a process basis before the race, you would visualize yourself stretching, you would visualize yourself running, you would visualize your legs actually moving, your arms being relaxed, your neck being relaxed, doing really good deep breathing as you ran. And in your mind, you'd be breaking the course into the sections that you probably have walked or ran before. And you'd be visualizing how you'd run each part. And you'd be thinking about the pace and the gait. And you'd imagine what it would feel like when you hit the wall, because you're going to. And I'm going to tell you right now, in business, you're going to hit a wall too. It's that point in the race where your body wants to stop. And when you hit the wall in business, it's the point where you think, I don't know if I can do this. I just want to put it down and go away. More importantly, though, you need to continue to visualize how you're going to get through the wall, what you're going to do to break through it. Because otherwise, all the outcome visualization you've done, the vision board, the pretty stuff, the crossing the finish line, none of that matters if you don't do the same thing for the process. So here's the deal. You may never run a marathon, and you can use every single thing I just shared to achieve any goal. You need to create the vivid mental picture of yourself succeeding, and then envision what you must during each step of the process and how you're going to push through your wall using positive mental imagery, staying focused and motivated when you experience obstacles and setbacks. So here's the thing. Visualization alone does not guarantee success, and it will not replace hard work and practice, but when you combine it with consistent, dedicated, committed, diligent effort, and I would also add a really strong support network, it is an absolute powerful way, in fact, the most powerful way, to achieve a positive behavioral change and create the life and business that you desire. Whew, that was a lot. And that was just the first one. All right, here we go. To number two, this is the you. You need to understand the obstacles. So here's the thing. We're all savvy business people, and we know that the road to success is often like a major city street, full of some potholes and some speed bumps. And so as you pursue your successful life, you need to take the time to evaluate the obstacles that you know, I'm putting air quotes around that, and enlist a trusted troop of traveling companions to help you identify obstacles that could be in your blind spot, as we could say, or around a corner that you can't see. It doesn't mean that you're going to avoid all these potholes or obstacles. It'll just give you a better chance to be best prepared. And sometimes, folks, obstacles are our greatest teachers. And sometimes adversity is what you need to face to be successful. So here's the how. Sit down. Shake all the obstacles out of your head over whatever it is that you're currently facing, whether it's a goal that you're pursuing, whether it's some other challenge that's happening in your business or your personal life. You need to shake all those obstacles out. Just brain dump them. No filtering, no rights, no wrong. Just get them all out of your head. Because again, we want your head to be like an efficient freeway, right? We don't need it cluttered with all this noise. I want you to look at how many of these obstacles involve you. And if you can see me right now, I'm winking at you, right? And then I want you to back up a step further. And I want you to see what you can do to remove the obstacle or reduce the frequency of running into those obstacles. So as an example, an obstacle of yours in business might be that people don't understand what you do. So a solution would be, get clear on your messaging and practice it to perfection. Make sure that your message is so clear that an 8-year-old could explain what you do. I'm telling you, kids keep things simple. If the 8-year-old in your life can't describe what you do for a living or how you serve or support or help the community, then you need to recraft your message, right? So think about that as an obstacle. So shake those things out and then make sure that you look for the best solution for each obstacle. So number 3 is the C. Create a positive mental picture. Now, this is a little bit similar to number 1, but it has another layer to it. So it might come as no surprise. As I mentioned earlier, I'm really left brain linear. Charts, graphs, spreadsheets, they make me giddy. Mind maps are stressful. All these squiggly lines. Here's the deal. I resisted this side, this squiggly line part of my life and my business for a long time. I thought it was lots of mumbo jumbo. And again, it kept coming up though, this idea of mental pictures and visualization and seeing my outcomes. It wasn't just new age people who were talking about it. It was athletes, thought leaders, highly respected business leaders in the world who were talking about this. And so as Cindy said in her introduction, in my spare time, I really do read about human behavior and cognitive psychology and this power, quote unquote, of positive thinking. This isn't a pop psychology deal. It's factual. But this concept of having a vision that you're pursuing, whatever that vision is absolutely critical on your road to success. I think that the C here in creating the outcome is the next layer of where we started. And it's thinking about the result, not just when you get there, when you achieve that goal, but what happens next, right? So take the time to really be thinking of, you know, when you're starting out, so if you are working with this idea of, okay, Deb, the first S is see my goal. I've visualized, I've broken it down into those two types of evaluation that you talked about. I've looked at my obstacles, and now I'm creating this picture. We're not just talking now the mental picture of achieving the goal. We're talking about the mental picture of what happens as a result of achieving that goal, because we need to create a physical, physiological change of state inside ourselves to continue moving us forward. So again, the first C was create that positive mental picture. It's going to the outcome, not just to the reaching the goal, it's to what happens as a result of reaching that goal. Number 4, that C, is for clear your mind of self-doubt. See, for most of my life, believe it or not, I have had three unwanted friends called fear, doubt, and worry. And boy, are they a drag. You know, they always seem to chime in and share all these crazy thoughts about why things aren't going to work. And I don't know about you, but my little trio, they are noisy. And I used to fight and resist the three amigos. And with a lot of personal work, now when I hear one of them piping up, I say something like, hey, while I appreciate your caution, I've got this. With these three, fear, doubt, and worry, right, that self-doubt component, when they're on your road to success, and they will always be there, you need to be clear with them because they're not going to go away. But they can become better traveling companions. They do have a purpose, and we'll get into that a little bit. See, Elizabeth Gilbert is one of my favorite authors, speakers, thought leaders, and she talks in one of her TED Talks about this, and she says to fear, doubt, and worry that you all are welcome to be on the journey, but you do not get to pick the tunes we listen to. You cannot navigate, and under no uncertain circumstances are you going to be allowed to drive. Right? So it's about being really clear with that, clearing your mind of the self-doubt. And this builds on the obstacles, right? So if we were talking a moment ago about the obstacles that we're facing, those potholes, now that we know what they are, we go with this C, number four, clearing our mind of self-doubt to really remove all that away and to completely take control of what success means like to us. So here's the how. When self-doubt comes up, and it's going to, I just guarantee you it's going to. The good news is the stronger this muscle gets for you, the more efficient you become at getting through it faster. What might have taken you out for hours or days, now you're recovering and moving through much more quickly, and it could become even minutes in many cases. So when self-doubt comes up, here's what I counsel. You need to come up with a positive affirmation or mantra. And here's the deal. This isn't New Age mumbo jumbo. This isn't Stuart Smalley, you know, I'm good, gosh, and people like me, right? This is deeper stuff. See, remember what I said in number one, that your mind can create new pathways? That studies now show us that when we refer to ourselves in the third person, Debbie, instead of the first person, I, it actually gives us perspective on the tasks or challenges that we're facing. So let's say that I'm doubting whether I can do something. And my internal talk, my internal voice might sound something like this. Say Cindy has spontaneously said prior to an event, hey Deb, I want to give you 5 minutes in the front of the room to deliver the most amazing thing that will inspire this community until the end of time. So my little trio might pop up and I would say to myself something like this, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? I can't prepare a speech in 5 minutes without notes. I mean, it takes days for me to do this, right? It's all this beep, 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 beep that's going on. Instead, when you feel that happening, I want you to physically change your state, move yourself. When you hear that voice starting to come up, change yourself, whether it's stand up, sit down, step to the left, step to the right. And instead of saying, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? How am I going to fix this? How am I want you to do this. Pause and ask it this way. So if this was me, remember a moment ago, I'm freaking out because, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? I can't prepare a speech in 5 minutes. It takes days for me to prepare this. Instead, what I now do is go, okay, Debbie, you can do this. You've given a ton of speeches before. You know you're going to nail this, right? So what I did there was differently. And this is what research is now telling us, is that when we refer to ourselves in the third person, Debbie, you can do this, we are more likely to give ourselves support and advice as opposed to referring to ourselves in the first person saying, I. It puts us into this powerless state. Referring to ourselves in the third person, much more powerful. It creates this physical feeling of rationality, there's less emotion, and it gives you perspective. I guarantee you, try this next time. You can do this before today is over, and I want to hear about it, right? Tell me what happened when that voice started to come up, and instead of you going, oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to do this, by your first name, Debbie, you've got this. You've given tons of these before. You've had this opportunity happen. You know your way through this. Debbie, you can do this. totally different experience. Trust me on this. Now, number five is the E. Embrace the challenge. One of my favorite business isms says that timing, perseverance, and 10 years of trying will make you an overnight success. Now, nowhere on my birth certificate or in my business plan do I see where it says there will be no challenges. And I'm pretty sure the same is true for you. But what I've learned and what the most successful people I know have shared is that when there are challenges, understand the great lessons and wisdom that come from them and apply them to the future decisions and opportunities. Because again, as the old saying goes, it's your attitude that determines your altitude. So here's the how. To embrace the challenge, you need to find a tribe of trusted colleagues or traveling companions. Maybe it's your mastermind group or your accountability partner, and you need to talk about the challenge or the challenges that you're facing. These can't be people who are going to say things like, it's okay, it'll be all right. You need people who are going to say, yep, that sucks, I've been there and I know the way through. Or, yep, that sucks, so now how are you going to squeeze every ounce of opportunity out of this challenge? Totally takes the power away from the chaos. Now, one of my favorite thought leaders on economic development is a gentleman by the name of Ernesto Ceroli. And he says that the death of an entrepreneur is solitude. Business owner friends, entrepreneurs, budding entrepreneurs, you cannot go on this journey of entrepreneurship alone. So embrace your challenges. Find a tribe of trusted colleagues. Maybe it's your mastermind group, accountability partner. It could very well be a coach who's going to keep you moving forward and look at the opportunity that's inside the challenge. So number six, this is your next S, stay on track. It is noisy, chaotic, fast-paced world that we live in. There's so much information that comes at us all the time. There's a great new idea, a program, a product, a service, a solution. See, we see our competitors or someone that we respect and admire, you know, they're pursuing their vision and it looks like they're really getting traction. So then our little monkey mind goes, well, maybe we should just give up what our plan was and do the thing like them because it looks like it's so easy. Please don't. See, one of the greatest contributors to entrepreneurial angst and defeat is what I refer to as SOS, Shiny Object Syndrome. It's caused by that tiny little part of our brain that used to protect us from saber-toothed tigers rustling in the brush. It's a little trickster that distracts us and keeps us from succeeding. So when you feel yourself getting pulled, have that accountability partner, remember those traveling companions I just mentioned, or a coach who can reach out, you can reach out to, and will keep you focused and in your lane. Opportunities and distractions will always be tossed in your way. But remind yourself that not now doesn't mean not forever. Keep the main thing the main thing. So here's how you stay on track. Break your bigger goals into smaller actions. Check them off and hold yourself accountable. This technique I'm going to be sharing in depth in the October Skill Shop, and it will change your way of thinking and operating. I'm going to tell you it is a behavior change and it's going to be uncomfortable at first, but it brings your level of personal accountability to a whole new level. And it really teaches you something that I'm imagining you've never even thought of before in your business. So as an example, let me use this. When you were at university or in college, were you the kid who crammed the night before? Okay. The likelihood is highly probable, yes. So you start the semester, you know you're going to have finals, you kind of do the daily grind, and then you get to the tiny little window until it's final time, and then you're cramming. Why does that happen? Because our brain sees the distance of time and space and continues to remind us that there's always more time when there's not. So instead, what I ask you to do is to break it down into smaller units of measurement that get greater results. It is the power of consistent small things that make the biggest difference. When you break this pattern of procrastination, this pattern of you doing 12-month goal setting and then arriving in September and going, oh, crikey, I need to do, you know, work my hustle muscle as we were talking about at the lunch, right? We can break this pattern and you will have the greatest success you've ever seen in your business. Number seven, and then we're going to wrap up and open it up for questions. The final S is you need to share with the world that you're doing it. Whatever it is, whatever your success is, you got to share. See, we're all wired differently. But I'm here to tell you, though, that keeping your successes to yourself does not serve you, nor does it serve the people who are desperately trying to find you to work with. When you find a way to share your success with your most trusted circle, with influencers and people in your community. See, if you land the big client, you need to share it. You don't need to name names, but sharing that you secured a lasting relationship with a perfect client, bringing you closer to your biggest goal for the year, that's fantastic. Win an incentive trip because you're in direct sales, perfect. Be loud and proud. My team and I did this, and I get to celebrate with them here. Use communities like Exceptional Connections. Like, we want to celebrate you. People love to be around people who are getting things done, and I am here to tell you today, ladies and gentlemen, you are one of the people getting things done. See, there are so many ways to make yourself newsworthy and notable. Testimonials, humble brags, quote unquote. Whatever it is, if you make your success about the result and transformation or experience that your client had, and you mention them at a rate of 4 to 1, people can't help but celebrate you. So when you're talking about your success in the context of your client's success, you need to be mentioning their success at a rate of 4 times. You talk about them 4 times before you bring yourself into that conversation, okay? That's how you stay away from that icky sort of, stuff where you see people talking about how awesome they are for the result that their client got. No. Their client is awesome because they did the work. They followed the program. They executed as they were asked of, and they got the result. Oh, and by the way, it happened to be because there's a system and process that I have in place. They did the work. I was just the guide. Okay? Is this landing with you? So as I said at Exceptional Connections, I have curated over 130 some, what I call tips and quotes and strategies on success. And so I would say if you didn't get the digital download, it's a free little ebook. You can send me an email, debbie@debbiepage.com, and I will send you that little 130 some tips and quotes. It's, it's really just a collection of some of my favorite things. Some of them are by me, some are from people that you know, and others are from great thought leaders. Here's what I want you to take from this. You need to find your step that you're going to focus on for the next 30 days. If you look back at the 7 steps we just talked about, what is your step of the 7 that you're going to focus on for the next 30 days? Do you need clarity? Do you need a better handle on your obstacles? You need to find folks to help you see those blind spots? How clear is your vision? I mean, remember, fuzzy vision, fuzzy results. What about self-doubt? Do you need an intervention with your 3 amigos? What about embracing that challenge? Are you seeing the lessons? Are you committed to staying on track? What do you need to do if you've gotten slightly off track? How will you share with the world that you are realizing your success? See, success is nothing more than a few simple things done every single day. And I'm here to tell you that it is in this simplicity where we create complications for ourselves. Your success will only be reached with a plan that you must completely believe in and that you vigorously and intentionally commit to taking consistent action upon. This is the only route to success. There is no shortcut. Success isn't just about what you accomplish. It's about what you inspire others to do as well. And when you succeed, others succeed. So I have wrapped this bonus piece. Cindy is going to open the line for those of you who can join us live to answer any questions on my 7 steps to success, going a little steeper, right? So we got into not just what you need to do, but some more of the hows. If you have questions on there, you can certainly pose those to me or, quite frankly, anything you want to talk about, I'm good with. And we'll answer your questions. And then there's a couple other things that Cindy and I want to leave you with before you go on about the rest of your day. So, Cindy, go ahead and open those lines and take us away.
All right.
Wow.
Thank you, Debbie, for serving up so much value, awesome sauce insights, and for generously sharing your 7 steps to success and going even steeper. So, super excited to open the lines here. So go ahead and chime in. Anybody that has any questions or you want to give any feedback of some of the things that Debbie shared that really landed for you.
Debbie, this is Sandy McCalla.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi. So I wanted to bring this in front of what you've mapped out, which I think is so great for all of us here, because I think we tend to think that it just happens. But I do want to, because I do think there is the prevalence of people, myself as I honest, that think and live off of reality. And so you're talking about more strategic and is not necessarily a jackpot or a windfall. So do you mind, how do you speak to that?
So you broke up a little bit, Sandy. So can you state that again just one more time?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just got a booster from T-Loyal. A lot of times, and myself included, we look at the possibility of a jackpot or a windfall versus a strategic plan, as you're speaking of. So how do you speak to that?
Yeah, so I'm going to summarize this, and I think I got it. So, here's the thing. Most business owners, Sandy, do the, fire, aim, ready, instead of ready, aim, fire. It's this idea that we can, look, I say all the time, I am the least sexy business coach that's out there, because I'm going to tell you the truth, and quite frankly, the truth is terrifying. But I don't say it to be mean. I don't say it to burst anybody's bubble. I say it because I actually care so much. I can't stand to let one more entrepreneur go with this idea of overnight success. The only way success happens is by getting ready to get in the grind. Nobody sees, as an example, the hours that go into a great Broadway show. Nobody sees the injuries and the broken toes that the prima ballerina gets in preparation for the beautiful ballet. Nobody sees that. All they see is the magic of that moment. And so as a culture, we have, especially with technology, our access to information, we only see outcomes on the external. We don't see the process. And that's the thing that I'm committed to bringing back and helping people understand, is that the road to success is about process and progress. It's not just the outcome. It's about everything it takes to get there. Oh, and by the way, here's another great secret. Once you become a student of process and progress, you can apply this to anything in your life. I don't care what it is, whether you're working to improve your health, whether you're looking to release weight, whether you're looking for a better relationship with your spouse or your partner, whether you're looking to do something with your child, like, this stuff works. I am not an expert in any of those things. I am an expert in business. But what I do know is that I've applied these 7 steps repeatedly over and over and over again in my life. And every time I've stuck to them, been really clear on the outcome, and then worked that process all the way through, consistently, I get the results. Strategy isn't sexy, right? It's not sexy. It's the outcome that's sexy. I guarantee, though, more sexy outcomes happen with that disciplined action repeated over time. Does that help?
Yes. That is
great.
Me.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yes. Anyone else have a question? Like I said, I'll stay here as long as you want to ask questions.
I do have, this is Sandy again, I do have one quick comment. I like the idea of taking your success anagram and identifying what area needs the attention on a daily basis. I think that's very helpful to think about how to tackle this, because there's all these processes that you're talking about. They all make sense, but then how do you embrace them? How do you get them going on a daily basis? And I like the idea of pick the one that's talking to you first.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. So everybody who's listening, each of you right now, I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking to you who's listening. These kinds of calls, the kinds of events that you attend, exceptional connections and others, don't do you any good if you don't take action. And you don't need to take every action. You just need to pick one action. And then you're going to work on it for 7 days, 10 days, 30 days, whatever your time frame is. And then you're going to build on it and take the next action. And this goes back to the strategy and the consistency. Right? See, we go away from events and we get all lit up. Like somebody's listening to this going, oh, my God, my mind's blown. This is so great, right? And then if I talk to you in 4 days and asked, which one thing are you doing? Sadly, statistically, 80% of the people who attend an event or listen to a call like this will never take action. And if you don't take action within 4 days of hearing anyone, not just me, I'm not like some magic 4-day kind of whatever. If you scientifically do not take action within 4 days, your probability of ever taking action decreases to less than 10%. So it's about looking at these things and knowing how you're going to apply it to your life and then consistently executing on it, because that's where the change happens. It doesn't happen because we attend an event or we listen to a call. It's because we go one step further. And then that one lets us go to another, and so on.
Wow. Hey, Debbie, I wanted to just jump in here. I love the way you reminded us to clear our minds of self-doubt, because often, those three amigos that you talk about, los tres amigos, they fear, doubt, and worry, they really occupy a lot, they can occupy a lot of room in our brains, right?
Yes.
And I love the way you just encourage, us to just look them square in the face and be able to, reassure them that you've got it, And I think that's an important reminder, because I think sometimes that that stops us, myself included, from being our best selves. And then also in addressing ourselves in the third person, I think that's another really powerful way to just, kind of look ourselves square in the face and say, we can do this. Debbie, you can do this. Cindy, you can do this. So I love those reminders. I really appreciate those.
You're welcome. Because I think that, we are very critical of ourselves, right? We're very critical of ourselves. And I don't know about you, but there was a time in my life where the way my inner voice talked to me was so appalling. Like, I would never have let another human being talk to me the way I was talking to myself.
So true.
And so really, beginning to reframe some of this for each of us and to stand in this place of power and say, Debbie, you got this. We don't need to know the how, because that's the next place our brain goes is, well, how are you going to do that? Look, we don't need to figure that out right now. I just need to tell Debbie, me, my friend, myself, you got this. Just like if Cindy was sharing with me some journey that she was on, I wouldn't say to her right out of the gate, well, how are you going to do that? I say, you've got this. Now, like I said, in understanding the obstacles, what are the lessons that we need to take from this? How is it now? Let's get into how. But first, we've got to put ourselves in this physical state of, I got this.
You there still?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Heard a little whistle there. I don't know if you caught that. Okay. So last call. Any last questions before we wrap up this call? All right. But wait, there's more. At our August Exceptional Connections Luncheon, we opened up registration for our fourth educational series for Networking Mastery, and we're so excited that Debbie Page is going to be our trainer. So this educational series is scheduled on Tuesday, October 24th. So in this dynamic two-hour skill shop, Debbie will be focusing on 2018 strategic planning, and this really just kind of rolls right into what you've been discussing right now, Debbie. So tell us a little bit about what your vision is, what people can expect to get out of it, and then I'll mention how they can secure a seat because there are limited seats for this event.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's, this is one of my favorite things to do, folks. Strategic goal setting is I've been doing in some versions since 1996, so over 20 years. And I have really refined a process that I know not only has gotten me great results, but got a team of salespeople over the time that I had my company. I had 18 guys working for me over a period of 5 years, seeing them achieve their goals. I've used it with my own clients here coaching over the last 6 years. It gets results. And here's why you want to do this in October. If you're waiting till November or December to do your goal setting, you're too late. Like, then you're really not taking advantage of the runway that's ahead of you. And I'm going to walk you through this concept, which will hurt your head at first, but it's so valuable because we're actually going to take this idea of 12-month goal setting, and I'm going to back you into this idea of focusing in only in 90-day increments, 2 weeks at a time. And we're going to break it down, not just what the goal is, but we're going to get all the way into how it's going to happen. And I'm going to walk you through, and you're going to start to identify the obstacles. Here's the thing. This is normally something that I do over an entire day. It's an 8-hour day, so I'll tell you. You are going to get in 2 hours, fasten your seatbelt, because you're going to get everything you need to take that process and go implement it on your own. I'm not going to, cheat you on any little tip or trick that you're not going to have, quote unquote, right? I'm going to give you everything during that workshop that you need, absolutely everything, so that you literally, if you left Tuesday, October 24th, with every tool that I gave you and the beginning of an outline, within 7 to 10 days, you would have your entire 2018 mapped out, and you would have already backed yourself into what you needed to be focusing on only in November, December, and January, backing that into 2-week chunks at a time. And that is it. We're going to talk about the financial piece of it. We're going to talk about the number of client acquisition piece of it. We're going to talk about some of, you're going to bring, there's going to be a little bit of pre-work, right? So I'm going to, with Cindy's help, we're going to send you a little email of a few things that you want to gather. You're not going to have to share your financials and all that other stuff, right? But you're going to need to, you're going to want to have some data with you because it'll really be most beneficial for you. And then obviously I'll be able to answer questions as we go and help you a little bit real time get deeper into, what you're wanting to experience. So I can't stress enough. For all of you who are jazzed about goal setting as I am, then this is going to take goal setting for you to a whole new level. And what I will share with you, again, will have, you can apply to your business, you can apply to your personal life. It translates both ways. I guarantee you this goal setting workshop will give you an eye into goal setting for yourself and your business in a way that you have never looked at. And that says a lot. I said in this bonus call that there was nothing that I was going to share with you that you didn't already know in this call. And I'm pretty sure, everything that I shared on those 7 steps was familiar to you. You've heard it in one way or another. I just got to be the messenger with you this time. What I'm bringing to you on the 24th is something that so few people are ever willing to do. I guarantee your results will happen when you use the process and then execute on it, right? So it has to come with that second piece. Oh, and by the way, we're also going to have some fun. We're going to talk about how everyone's business is different, and yet I can make this work for anything, from a seven-figure beekeeping business in coastal California all the way to a brick-and-mortar health food store here in Washington State, home decor to a service-based business like myself. It works. I know it does, and I know you're going to get results. And I can't wait to dive in. If you can't tell, like, I get so excited about this part, Cindy, and I'm just really excited and honored to be able to bring this to this group and pour this much into this community so that you can have the most amazing 2018 you've ever imagined in your business.
Wow. Well, thank you, Debbie, and I'm so excited. I feel like this is just an amazing opportunity. As we, you know, you shared with our August community and in this bonus call, to really be able to achieve our goals. And as you said, a goal properly set is halfway achieved. And so that's what we want to support everybody with, right, Debbie? Is
absolutely.
To really get clear, to, you know, provide them with that clarity. And again, one of your other quotes that I love is, it's your attitude that determines your altitude. And so we want to really all fly high here as we hit the ground running in 2018. And really thank you for the opportunity to really get present, you know, before the busy holidays and get clear about what you want to accomplish in 2018. Because frankly, Debbie, you know, having a, you know, what they call at the beginning of the year's New Year's resolution in January 1st, 2018, if you start your planning then, it's too late, right?
Absolutely. It absolutely
really,
is.
Realistically, not really getting going until March or the spring. And so I'm super excited about this opportunity. And so I want to just segue with Debbie's 2-hour 2018 strategic planning skill shop, as I mentioned, or as we mentioned, scheduled on Tuesday, October 24th, is already more than 50% sold out. So the good news is, if you have not already pre-registered, it's still not too late to secure your seat for this dynamic event at the rock bottom price of $77. And so we want to extend that through today, Tuesday, August 15th at 9 p.m. And so if you're listening to this recording after the date, go to their website and there's early bird specials and other rates that are available that make it just as enticing. But we just want to encourage people to get in action, as Debbie said, and secure your seat, because this is not the kind of event you're going to want to wait till the last minute and sign up. What I recommend is check your calendar, commit to it, and then register. And the link is live now. And so you can basically go to ecn-educational-series-october.eventbrite.com. You can go to our Exceptional-Connections Facebook page, and the link will be there. You can contact me, Cindy, at cindyodady.com, and I spell my name C-Y-N-D-I, at C-Y-N-D-I, the letter O, Dady, D-A-D-Y.com. You know, do whatever you need to do. Send smoke signals that will, you know, so we'll support you in getting yourself registered and carving out a seat for yourself. Any last words on that, Debbie? And Debbie, what I want to do now is just quickly ask people how they can, you know, after hearing your talk, hearing the replay, just really feeling excited about the opportunity of going forward and wanting to hear more from you, how can people engage and work with you?
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you for asking. So I think there's a couple of ways. You know, if anything that I've said resonates with you, if you think, okay, who is this crazy lady behind the microphone and what's she talking about? Obviously, go to my virtual home online, go to debbiepage.com, and that's debbiepage.com, debbiepage.com. You can read blog posts, you can get a sense of who I am. There's a welcome video there. You can sign up for a newsletter. If you want to take that first step, that's great. If something I've said to you really resonates and you're thinking, you know what, I just need to get off my hiney and it's time for me to invest in my business and invest in a coach, I'm just going to say, let's hop on the phone. I love to have, quote unquote, first dates over the phone virtually and just get a chance to talk to you and hear about your business and what are the challenges and what are you looking for. And, you know, if I'm a fit, then we can talk about that and what that would look like. And if I'm not a fit, then I'll make suggestions. I guarantee you, you'll go away with value, even if we decide that two great people aren't a great fit yet. Right? So just know that. And it's not a high-pressure sales thing. I think that for those of you who know me and you've seen me and you heard me today, that's not how I roll. Like, I believe very much that, you know, perfect people and perfect opportunities come together at the perfect time. And I don't need to force anyone into that. The other thing, for those of you who are active on social media, you can, I'm on Facebook. I have a private Facebook group that I've been moderating for coming up on 2 years now, and it's called the Profit Lab. And so if you just search the Profit Lab, you'll see a little pink thing. It's a private group. Request to join, and I'll welcome you there. I moderate and continue conversations about things that are happening in business. I get people looking at business differently. People post in their questions or challenges that they're having. So again, I created it with this intention that, again, like Ciroli says, the death of an entrepreneur is solitude. I don't want people to be working in solitude and isolation anymore. And so if virtually I can bring people together, then I want to do that. So again, send me an email if you have a question about this or want to know more about coaching with me, or you can't find the Profit Lab, send me an email, Debbie, D-E-B-B-I-E, at debbiepagelikeabook.com. And I'm happy to chat with you, answer your questions if you're listening to this later, and really support you, you know, on your own journey to success. And thanks again, Cindy, for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you again, Debbie, for sharing your so generously with our community and beyond. So in closing here, our upcoming Exceptional Connections event is on Tuesday, September 12th, with our luncheon speaker, Dr. Robin McCallop from Salem, Oregon. So she'll be sharing Invisible to Invincible teaser. So you will definitely not want to miss this event, as well as a special offer to register for our first online skill shop taught by Dr. Robin on November 7th. So more about that at our upcoming events. So I'm also excited that Debbie, we have word that she'll be joining us. So you'll have an opportunity to ask her any questions that come to you between now and then, or just enjoy getting to know this amazing lady. So to reserve your seat at our upcoming events, just go to exceptionalconnectionsnetworking.com, click on the events tab, click on networking luncheon, and then the radio tab will take you right to the Eventbrite. So thank you for joining us today on this Exceptional Connections bonus call with the always brilliant and amazing Debbie Page, cash flow efficiency expert and business coach, and she specializes in business coaching for women entrepreneurs. So thank you again, Debbie, and for everybody that's on the call, thanks for joining us. For those on the replay, hope you enjoy, and don't delay. Reserve your seat for our upcoming fourth educational series. This will be the last live event for the year. We're super excited, and we anticipate it will be sold out. So I'll unmute everybody so they can say goodbye, and thank you, Debbie. Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Debbie. Thanks. Great.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Awesome. Bye. Bye-bye.